Blog Talk Radio.
Or not. Okay, we'll try this again. There we go. Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight. That is what I said, and that is what I meant. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me on this, the final Friday evening / Saturday morning of 2014. My third year of doing this program. And for those of you who have been along for the whole ride, boy, you sure are gluttons for punishment, but I thank you. Thank you all for being there, and for those of you listening to the show for the first time tonight, thank you for being here as well. It's going to be a pretty, probably a pretty run-of-the-mill end-of-the-year type show. I'm not going to do a year in review or anything like that. I'm far too lazy. I wouldn't go through all the shows and pick out my best moments and play them back or anything like that. But some things, I can share with you some things that are on my mind, which is the way I usually run the show. Things that popped up in the life of Mud Toe. Ideas, things that might cause you to think a little bit, might not cause you to think a little bit. So you... What you do is you take what you like and leave the rest behind, rather like a buffet at a Christmas party. Unless, of course, it's like someone you're married to or your mother or something, and you have to take it. And so that opens up a whole different sort of a realm of philosophical consideration. So just take what you like and leave what you don't. But what if you have to take it? Then what, huh? Then what? Answer me that, you clever or philosophical person, you. Fortunately, my mother is a tremendous cook, and most of the delectable delights at our family Christmas gathering were prepared by her. And the ones that weren't, they were generally pretty high quality as well. Pepper jelly, like a bell pepper, prepared by my cousin JR, and I haven't seen him appear here yet. But I guess I wouldn't see him appear, would I? He listens to the show quite a bit. And sometimes he pops up on my Facebook and lets me know he's out there. I will be saying he was here on Christmas, and I will be seeing him for New Year's. He invited me to his home for New Year's Eve as well. So it will be a great chance to catch up with Cousin JR and perhaps realign the intentions of that relationship. Maybe realign is too strong a word. I don't think it needs to be realigned. We just need to catch up. Just figure out, for each of us to figure out where the other one is. So we spent so much time together when we were growing up. He was sort of the older brother who wasn't my brother. He was my dad's brother's son rather than my dad's son. But we were in the same grade. Well, no, he was one grade ahead of me in school. And we got into all sorts of trouble, but some of our teachers, where we had the opportunity to be in the same classes because we were a year ahead, we were a year apart. But we were both in chemistry class and I think physics class as well. And both of those classes were taught by the same teacher. And we used to get under his skin. I don't think we really got under his skin. We weren't quite the traditional button down science students. Not what you might expect. We got to go to the physics Olympics. It was in Cleveland, so it wasn't like a national thing or anything. It was just local high schools that were reasonably close to Cleveland. I went up there on a team with him and two other fellows, and we were doing the laser shoot. What they did was they had a laser, and there was a dish of water and a prism, and you had to adjust these implements to cause the laser to fall on a certain target. And we had it figured out, but as we were setting it up, I became fully convinced that we had made a dreadful mistake. That one of the, I thought the prism was 90 degrees off from where it should have been, and where the, you know, where the sort of baseline, 0 degree line was. They thought it was one place, I thought it was someplace else. And I argued very persuasively from my point of view, and I talked them out of it, and they were right and I was wrong. So we missed the target badly. It was all my fault. And I'd like to say that was when I learned that I needed to perhaps not press my own opinion quite so strongly. But I can't say that because I didn't learn it then. I really haven't learned it all yet, but I'm better about it now than I used to be, probably more because of age and lack of energy than anything else. I'm here at the Mud Toe Central is actually looking like sort of like a central, as in a broadcasting central. I've got both of my laptops up and running. One of them I'm using Skype to talk to you, and the other one I have our Blog Talk Radio, what do you call this, the studio, where I have access to about 3 million sound effects that Mark Matheny uses in his show that airs earlier in the day. I don't know if any of these, there's a toilet flush, I don't know if any of these would really have a lot of application to me. Most of them are a sultry female voice giving various instructions to Mark. So I guess his motif of the show is that he's in a spaceship, and the voice, as I gather, is supposed to be the computer of the spaceship. Really doesn't come up in my show very much, so I just have to kind of search down to Mud Toe at Midnight show opening, sound clip number 97,420, whatever it is. And I was able to click that and activate it successfully this morning, although, as you heard, the first time it didn't quite work. But, hey, better late than never, I guess. Besides, I need to change that. As I say that every week, you people who listen often probably going to be bored with this, but it needs to be, the show open needs to be updated, because I say some things that are not quite correct. But in any sense, I do have, actually this may be something else I need to add to the update. I am holding my pipe. I have not owned a pipe in the past. It's generally a part of Nemanha medicine bundle. I'm not talking about a pipe as in a musical do-do-do-do-do, but I'm not talking about a pipe with that you put smoking stuff in. And I didn't have a pipe, but then I kept thinking, I need a pipe, I want to get a pipe, I could use a pipe. But never, for whatever reason, just never found myself in a position where I could acquire one. And then, as I said yesterday, we have the big Christmas party here, and my daughter was here with my granddaughter, and that was always, it's always a treat. And I had my gift from my daughter in a little gift bag, and I was sure it was going to be something nice, but it wasn't. You know, I'm past the age where I dive into the gifts. It was one of the few gifts I got, because my mother bought me this computer, and that's basically my whole Christmas and birthday. So I didn't have a whole lot under the tree, which is fine. I had this, and I had, I think my brother got me a Barnes & Noble card, which isn't as quite as valuable to me as it used to be. I find I'm not reading as much as I used to be. Maybe that's something I need to correct as well. But anyway, I got this pipe, as I started to say. And, I mean, the pipe becomes... Well, I didn't tell the rest of the... I opened it up, because I had it just off to the side for a while, just not... He was not really paying a whole lot of attention to it. I was sure something nice, but I didn't, you know, wasn't diving in. Finally, I did pick it up, and I opened it, and it didn't sink in at first what I was looking at. I said, what is this? It's like a chocolate stick with a hole in it. What is it? What am I looking at here? And it took a minute, and finally I realized this is a pipe. And I hadn't remembered ever mentioning to my daughter that I wanted a pipe. So, you know, how did this happen? You know, did Chief Iggy call her and tell her, you know, what was up with it? So my daughter came in, and I said, let me see if I can remember my exact words, because it makes a difference. What I said was, who told you that I wanted a pipe? And she thought I was upset. She thought I was saying, who the hell told you that I wanted a pipe? It was the other thing. I was surprised. I was touched. And, you know, my voice was kind of, I think, modulated because I was you know, trying not to cry, actually. And so, but I could have chosen my words a little bit more carefully. But I mean, it works. I was curious. Who told her that I wanted a pipe? But it came out like, you know, what the hell is this? Well, we got that straightened around. And she told me no one had told her. She was not aware that I was looking for a pipe. She was on a vacation down, I can't remember was exactly where she was. She was on a cruise. And she saw this and thought I might like it and picked it up for me, brought it back for my Christmas gift. And that was just totally amazing how inspiration can follow the people in your life who aren't even involved in sort of your spiritual life, and yet spirit can still reach out and touch those people and sort of whisper, hey, that pipe would be nice. So thanks to spirit for giving the shout out to my daughter, and thanks to my daughter for listening and for being kind enough to bring it to me, and for being kind enough to come to Christmas and bring my granddaughter. My daughter is so sarcastic. She's her father's daughter in no uncertain terms. And we went to the Christmas Eve service. We had to go because my brother was singing in the choir. And what happens with me and church, I'm sort of very much aware of the basic silliness that surrounds church of basically all kinds. And so I would sit, you know, I'd sit next to my brother, and we would sort of exchange little comments on how silly things were. But I couldn't do that because he was in the choir, and I didn't want you to just sit there and kind of, most people who sit around you in church are very serious about it. You know, I don't want to upset people. That's not what it's about. You know, if people are there, they're serious, and they want to sit and be serious about church. You know, I'm not, I don't want to interfere with that in any way. So I don't. I just sit there in silence, and, you know, about basically sometimes I just got to, you know, run to the restroom just so I can say, gosh, that's silly. No offense, Matt. You know, just I got to blow off some steam. Well, In this case, the Christmas Eve service, which was at 11 o'clock at night, by the way. 11 o'clock at night, culminating in the lighting of candles at midnight, which is very, very pretty. And we sing Silent Night. That's cool. And some years we get to do it, and some years we don't because it upsets the fire department. Which would have been interesting. I was kind of sort of, I was half hoping because I wanted to see the candles. But at the same time, I went to high school with the fire chief. So like he could show up and then I could, how you doing? And we could talk about the candles and so forth. Something popped up on my Facebook and I can't multitask. Sorry. So anyway, I have so much to talk about and I can't think of it. So I have the pipe. The pipe is here with me now. And let's say probably about 12 inches long. So not a massive pipe, probably a pipe for one. There's some sort of creature carved in the wood. It's a wooden pipe, varnished wood. And as I said, some sort of creature, which we haven't quite been able to decide. The closest we get is that it's some sort of bird. Beyond that, you know, not really. And then there's some sort of flora up here towards the bowl. So it's rather vague, and I kind of like that. Vagueness is fine. as you can sort of read your own story into what's presented here, and what's here, whoever was behind this pipe, whoever made this pipe, what did they intend, and read my own story onto it, because it's my pipe now. My pipe. I can tell you what this thing is. I don't know if that's what the craftsman intended, but he's not here. He's down there in Latin America somewhere, or in the Caribbean. I've got his pipe. What is this thing? There's some sort of stone in here too. It's sticking out of the top here in kind of a strange way. It doesn't help that I have the lights out. I'm trying to see this light. But I tried, I haven't smoked it yet, but I've tried, drawing down on it, and you can draw pretty good on it. So it's smokable. It's definitely smokable. And my daughter said the same thing. She asked. And they said, yeah, it's definitely smokable. So my daughter was informed that not only did I want a pipe, but I wanted a pipe that I could smoke. And she was inspired to put aside her own negative feelings about smoking. So lots and lots of things going on here. So this pipe will go in my bundle. And then I have to locate some stuff to smoke in it. I think Chief Iggy will be the one I will go to first to hopefully point me in the right direction. Because typically in ceremony we don't smoke tobacco. Although tobacco is, I don't know if this is true for Nemenha, but say in many... Many of the traditions of the first peoples in Lakota, for instance, tobacco is very sacred. It's a sacred gift that you give to people when you you want to give deep heartfelt thanks. So in that case, I say they probably wouldn't smoke it. But I don't know how them and how I feel about tobacco. Usually it's some combination of herbs that has a medicinal purpose, because that's sort of the baseline of what the Nemenha are about. So it'd be something that helps clear out the lungs and so forth. And once I've acquired it, the second thing becomes, where do I, as a grown-up person in America, approaching 50 years old, smoke this pipe, because my mother certainly will not want me to. As I hang out here in their house while I look for paying work. And have the same issue with, I'd love to sage the house. Well, I don't know. There's, I'd love to sage more for memories. There are lots of, this is the house that I grew up in, and there are lots of nasty old memories in here. I would love to purge. At the same time, there are spirits in the house, and they don't really, they don't hurt anything. They kind of make themselves known every once in a while. I don't know whether the proximity of the cemetery has anything to do with that. But one of our first nights here, my brother, who was probably 3 or 4 at that time, maybe not even that old, but the room that I stay in now was his room then. And one of our first nights here, he reported to us that he had woken up and seen a woman standing at the foot of his bed, which, of course, totally freaks out my mother. I, of course, have no way of knowing if the spirit that I encounter in this room is that same one. But I'm fairly certain that it's a female spirit. I'm generally I'm aware of her presence through footfalls. I can hear her walking around the room. It's very shy. This only happens in darkness. When I'm very close to being asleep. So they say, ha-ha, that's it. It's just your sleep. You're just dreaming. I don't know. When you get that feel like you're laying in bed and you're or on anything like a couch or anywhere and you're facing away from the rest of the room, And you just get a feeling that someone else is in the room, and you turn around and it's your brother or your mother or whatever. Same feeling. You just get that, you sense that energy of someone else in the room. And, you know, it never bothers me. So, welcome, I guess. But I wonder if I start fooling around with the sage, and, you know, of course, I don't really know what I'm doing. Do I do harm to those spiritual presences that live in this house, that have lived in here probably longer than we have, and we've been here for a long time? We moved into the house in January of 1977. So, long time in the house. It's, you know, here, when I've heard people talk about saging, or getting rid of our presences and so forth, I say, well, it's your space now, claim it. Well, again, if some harm was being done, I might agree with that. But otherwise, I feel like we're kind of the squatters. But anyway, there's that. The pipe and whatever herbs I get to go with it, and something to light it, of course, will all go into my bundle and be part of my ceremony. If nothing else, I can just hold the pipe and present it. Okay, that's what I usually do. I should be making sacred fire for my when I prepare before the show goes on. I set up ceremony, open the bundle, and go through the steps of the presenting sacred materials, burning a sacred fire to the four directions and then whatnot. Well, the pipe can become that. I didn't use it for that today, but once it officially becomes part of the bundle, I can start using it for that and make it more Nemenha-like, I guess, if you want to say that. I'm getting some nice response to recent posts I made on my Mudtoe Sasquatch Facebook page. I've started putting my pithy comments there instead of on my page that's under my birth name, because I figured it makes more sense. If I want Mudtoe Sasquatch people to see it, it should be on that page and not on my birth name page. And by putting it there and then also sharing it on my birth name page, I seem to be getting a larger number of people seeing it. But then that's also that's a sword with two edges, because I see just this evening, one of my mother's best friends has liked my Mudtoe Sasquatch page. So that was one of the few places where I had sort of total insulation, and I knew things I said, because on my birth name page I have a number of relatives there, and so I knew. I mean, I was reasonably sure they wouldn't rat me out. Occasionally they do, but not over anything important. But I knew everything on the Mudtoe Sasquatch page was insulated. Well, it's not anymore. But I'm not going to be careful, because that's where it gets real, man. It gets real on the Mudtoe Sasquatch page. So if you want to see it, you can go to Facebook and you can find Mudtoe Sasquatch. As far as I know, I'm the only one. But there's a picture of my hypnotic eyes. I like that picture. It's a picture I took myself. And, I mean, it's not the whole, but the whole picture was my whole face. But I kind of took those eyes to make business cards. And I like that look, so I put it on my Facebook page, too. You can hit me up on Gmail as well, Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudtoeSasquatch @gmail.com. Or you can look on MudtoeSasquatch.com, the website, and that's where you find all the blog entries, which I missed today. I didn't get on here in time to put up a blog entry that I can tell you about. It will be on tomorrow, and I can tell you a little bit about it. I'm trying not to give you any spoilers, but thinking about a Christmas that I spent about 20 years ago, and a woman I was seeing at that time, and just memories of a time when I felt very happy and very satisfied, and a time when I thought life would always be like that, you know, that life was effortless, and things were just always going to be happy and satisfying. You know, to this woman I was with and I were going to be together forever. And real life has a way of interfering with those sort of dreams and fantasies. So it's not, there's nothing bad about it. It's not Brian's song. Nobody gets cancer or anything. It's just a piece about how things change. And that's kind of a pisser that things change. That's natural. That's the way life is. But don't have to like it. I'm running through some Facebook here. I'm noticing many of my friends up in my very large city in the Midwest that I'm sort of exiled from at the moment, having their own Christmas celebrations. Noticing a lot of people getting together and a lot of faces I haven't seen for a while, and I really would have liked to have seen. And it's hard for me to say, I would have posted a comment that says, boy, I wish I would have been there. But, you know, I was with my own family. And can I say, no, I didn't want to be, I wish I wasn't with my own family. I wish I was with you guys. I guess maybe that's a call to action for me, is that when I get back to Columbus, I need to seek out those people that I've sort of let slip away and say, let's get together, you know, let's do lunch. And make it my own sort of responsibility. That could be like one of those resolution thingies that people do for New Year's. My resolution thingies, I don't know, I was going to prepare some, and I thought, screw that, I'm not going to prepare any. I'm going to kind of talk about them, because I know one of them is to revive my meditation practice. And I've actually found some sound files from a program, from an experiment I was involved in Ohio State, where they were doing, there was one of us that got, one group got meditation materials, and the other group got something else. And I guess they were trying to determine which was better. And I never found out. They didn't tell us what the results were, but I still have, they said we could keep the materials, so I still have them, and I dug them up. It's like 8 years ago. 6 years ago. 6 years ago. And put them up, you know, put them up on my desktop so that they are easily accessible. And I'm going to start doing it every day. I'm going to start doing one set, like a 20-minute guided meditation and a 20-minute silent meditation sometime during the day, and then same thing at night before I go to bed. There's one specifically for to do before you go to bed. And then there's actually, rather than the silent meditation, there's music. And then the music will, after I meditate for 20 minutes, and then the music will just, I'll go to bed and the music will continue to play. Nice music, very, very, very boring music, which is what you need for that application. It's just sort of it's very pleasant, very well played, but it's also very monotonous, very sort of repetitive. So it's, as I say, if you're trying to sleep, that's the kind of music you want, because nothing about it, you know, grabs your attention. You just kind of and fade off. So we've come close. We're coming close to the end of tonight, and the end of 2014. Can't say it was a terrific year for me in an objective sense. Certainly, I've met some people and done some things and learned some stuff. Didn't put myself out there as much as I would have liked to, so that's something I need to work on. I didn't put myself out there maybe I'm going to drop that one. Don't even worry about that one. certainly, by not having a terrific year, I've left room for 2015, for more improvement in 2015, so that's how I'm going to look at it. So once again, thank you for listening this year. I hope you join me next year. And I'll be right back here at the same time, same place, unless Iggy changes his mind. Once more, thank you, and I'm going to hang up Skype now. Good evening.